Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 111. Your car is costing you your future. So your car is costing your future. I'm not against cars. Let me just say that first of all. I'm actually a car guy. I've always been into cars. I grew up watching Top Gear. I'm sure many of you have watched it. I also always read the magazines, the Max Power and the Fast Car and all that kind of stuff. So I was always I was really into cars. I've done track days, drifting days, rally days. So I was always into my car. So that's why I feel I'm qualified to talk about this on this particular podcast. And I especially hope someday that my kids listen into that, because I think it is valuable advice. I think cars are an emotional and egotistic purchase. So if I had any regrets about wasting, or what single area have I wasted money on, it is definitely cars. I haven't had premiership footballer type cars. I haven't had supercars, but I've definitely had some great cars, some cool cars, and I've definitely wasted money on them. I've gone around full circle, and I'm now into practicality and into utilitarian cars. So something for functionality over thrills. Now, we live in a country that driving is very expensive. So the purchasing of cars is very expensive. I think we're one of the highest in Europe. When you add on the tax and everything, I think we're one of the highest countries in Europe for the cost of cars. Also the cost of running cars. I think I read recently there that the cost of running an average car on an annual basis is €10,000. Probably sounds like a lot, but we pay an exorbitant amount of money in car insurance in this country. We pay one of the highest I've ever heard of road tax, and our roads are crap and will crack your alloy wheels. Also the maintenance a car, so tires are expensive, the maintenance is expensive. The more expensive car you run, the higher costs are of, when anything goes wrong with that car, the higher cost to fix it and the higher cost of maintenance. Like, I like the GTRs, but the nitrogen filled wheels are they €1,000 tire or something crazy? So it's just too much money. I couldn't justify that. It's so hard for people at the moment, especially, my heart goes out to first time buyers who are trying to scrape deposits together to purchase their family home, their first home, their first property. And it's so hard to get that deposit together. And yet an average car costs the same amount as, you know, the deposit on a house. You are putting money into something that, number one, the running costs every year costing you so much money, but the actual car itself is rapidly depreciating. So it's losing money every year, year on year. This, in fact, the second you take ownership of the car, whether it's brand new or whether it's secondhand, it has lost money. I know Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Robert Kiyosaki talks about your home being your largest liability and not an asset. But I think it's your car, or the cars that you own over a period of time. I think that they are actually the biggest liability in your life, because your home, while yet may not be income producing, it could possibly be income producing if you rent a room or you use an office at home, but more than likely it will go up in value, and you mightn't realize that value until you sell it, or, you know, you might downsize or whatever. But your car, unless you are, you know, some type of a car dealer that's really going after rare cars, your car is not going up in value. It's losing value, and it loses value fairly quick, especially with the wear and tear, especially with more miles you put on it and the older it gets. So you should be thinking of not wasting so much money on a car unless you have that disposable income. I am not trying to begrudge anybody of a nice car. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I am trying to tell you that I do have regrets over the money I have wasted on cars in the past. I wish I had put that money into purchasing an investment property. I wish I had put that money into dividend stock, into something that was going to continue to make me money into the future. Compound interest is an amazing thing, especially if you've added money to it over years and you've waited a decade or a couple of decades. So there's opportunity cost with putting money into cars. I understand if you have to have a nice car to do with your job. So if you're into some type of sales and you need consumer confidence and you need to look, you need to power dress and you need to power drive and you need to look like you are successful in order for people to have the confidence to be purchasing what you're selling, I absolutely understand. Then in a way, it's not really, you know, a liability. It's not just a strict liability. It is a little bit of an asset if, in a way, in a roundabout way, it actually earns you income. But if it's not, if you're putting yourself into debt, if you're putting your financial future at risk, so as I said, there's the opportunity cost of that money not going into something else that could be making you money. If you're risking your financial future purchasing something that's, you know, putting you at debt or that's shoveling all your money into, then you need to really think, is that something that you want to do? I do know somebody who's, they're not a young person. I know somebody that's renting a room, but they've just recently bought an expensive brand new car. Now, to me, you know, I know it sounds judgy, but to me, that's, you know, a bit mismanagement of money. I for me, it's all about trying to ensure a financial future and a brighter future. That would give me more confidence than driving a flashy car around any day of the week. Driving around a flash car might give you a little bit of confidence. If it was an ego purchase, it might give you a little bit of confidence, might make you feel a little bit better about things temporarily. But when you're going to sleep at night, it will definitely give you more confidence knowing that your money is in something that's going up in value or producing you a regular income. So keep that in mind. It can be a very egotistic pursuit, purchasing cars. So try not to fall into the trap. Beware as well of the financing of cars. You know, the PCP financing is something that worries me because it is kicking a potential problem further on down the path. Kind of like Christmas comes around every year and getting into debt every Christmas. It's a kind of a dangerous snowball. So it's the same with the financing of a car, especially if there's going to be a large balloon payment at the end and you're going to need to purchase another vehicle and you're suddenly behind or you need to get a bigger loan, and it's costing you being able to invest in something, as I said, that can go up in value or that can produce you a regular income. I'm definitely switched more now to functionality and to the utilitarian use of vehicles. I'm driving a dirty van and I actually love it. It's probably the best vehicle I've ever owned. For me, it's all about, the vehicle is all about freedom and being able to do what you want to do. And having a van for me is great because I don't have to rely on other people if I want to move stuff, collect stuff, or just travel anywhere in general. And I'm also not paying the state or the government or the taxes through the nose for the luxury of being able to drive the vehicle. So in this country, we don't have an amazing public transport system, especially, you know, the rural parts of the country. So it is very important to have a vehicle. You know, if you're living in the city centre, then maybe you don't need to have one. But the freedom of having one, if you're living outside of Dublin City, it is a necessity. It is a necessity for work. So not to get bogged down in the costs involved or associated with a car. As I said, I hope my children are listening or that they listen someday and don't make the mistakes that I made. I also know somebody, someone else was going to tell you a story about who had a deposit on a home and whatever happened, they ended up losing out on the said property. They got frustrated, so they just took the whole deposit and bought a brand new car. Well, not a new car, but bought an expensive car nonetheless. And all that deposit was gone. I mean, I would view that as a large mistake. A car is only new to you for a short period of time. You know, you get a car, whether it's brand new or whether it's, you know, just new to you, you get it. And when you get it, you don't want anyone to eat in it. You don't want anyone to drink in it. You want to keep it totally clean. After a few weeks, couple of months, that goes out the window. And a car is only fast for the first 2 weeks. That's something that people say. A car is only fast. If you get a fast car, after 2 weeks, you get so used to the speed, it doesn't feel that fast anymore. Plus, you can't be speeding around anyway, especially with points on your license, especially with the danger involved. There is no joy to driving super-powered, expensive cars in this small little island that we live in. So have a think about it. See, I don't want to be a party pooper. I don't want to take the motivation away from you. If your car or a car aspirations, if you want to have a Lamborghini, you want to have a Ferrari, or you want to have a Porsche, I absolutely wouldn't begrudge it from you. I also wouldn't want to take away that goal. If that goal helps you to strive for a better financial future, if the picture of that car in your mind helps you to do the things, to do to the day-to-day grind, to strive for success, to attain that, then I absolutely wouldn't want to take it away from you. All I'm saying is, if you don't have a large pot of money that you can purchase the vehicle that you want to purchase without it affecting your financial future, then just maybe reconsider it. Maybe you don't have to go down that road. Maybe you don't have to waste the money that I and many other people have wasted in the past and wished we hadn't and wished we'd put into something else. Have a think about it. Am I off the mark? Am I a party pooper? Do you agree? Do you not agree? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what you're driving. Let me know your car stories as well. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.